Mark. A happy Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. Shana Tova un Metuka.
What? Huggy. Mm.
You like that, Sybil?
Yes.
I did a little research. Let everybody else figure that out. That's between me and you. Okay? Tom Super J, y'all are not going to believe this shiggity. After 17 years of marriage, Clint Eastwood and his wife are getting a divorce. Yep, who knew? She's 48 and he's a fossil. Actually, he's an octogenarian.
Yes, he is.
The chair whisperer is 83. I wonder if Clint Eastwood talking to that chair had anything to do with them separating. I sure hope so. How dare you rather talk to a chair when your wife is there? I hope you get splinters, you dirty, hairy old bastard. Sybil, I actually heard the split was amicable.
Yes.
Sybil, what is amicable, and how come only rich people use that word amicable?
You're right.
Jay, you ever heard a broke person use that word amicable?
No.
Hell never. The good, the bad, and the ugly truth is Clint Eastwood has already got a $1 million baby riding in his Gran Torino already. So no hope in these two amicably hanging in there. So I guess y'all hear about Cleveland kidnapper Ariel Castro.
Yeah.
I know that's a poor segue, but Ariel Castro, well, they found his Astro hung in his cell. Which means since he was sentenced to life plus 1,000 years, he's going to have to finish his time in hell. Oh, he ain't getting off that easy. That time is concurrent. Tom Super J, what is this I'm hearing about this guy doing an interview claiming to be L-O-D-D?
What?
Lamar Odom's drug dealer. It goes by the anonymous Nino Brown said, in 3 years, Lamar spent about 50 racks on crack.
Right.
He said one time Lamar came to New York, which he frequents a lot, and spent 16 G's. I feel bad for Lamar. He smoked a Fiat. I mean, how do they get this bad? No one in Dallas noticed Lamar showing up at the Maverick game in a Maverick jersey and Lakers shorts. I mean, really? I really think no one has ever had to deal with people that tall on crack. You ever seen a tall crackhead, Sybil?
No.
First of all, you can't tell when they're high because they're too damn high. Second of all, they're stealing stuff you can't reach. So you're not going to realize until later this fool done stole your track lights out of your ceiling. Or your ski rack off your damn car. Or your sunroof is missing.
Right.
I'm putting Lamar's drug dealer on the list, Friday. You know, you don't do interviews like that. You know. I guess they didn't have an amicable split.